Okay, so just settle in your body now in the way that's just right and just best for you. And just notice for a moment your breathing, that gentle breath of yours that moves in and out of your body, moving in and out of your body. And we're taking a moment to notice about it with some appreciation. Let's appreciate that breath of yours that is gently moving in and out of your body. And eyes may be closed, or they'll close in a moment or so. And then let's take some more deliberate, deeper breaths, and we'll do it like this. Eyes are closed now, and let your eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take one big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two. And then slowly exhale. And then eyes return level, and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And then once again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that second big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale, and eyes return level, and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And now for the third time, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. And eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. Now begin to allow that gentle, nurturing sensation just flowing around in the crown of your head, slowly moving around the crown of your head, a nurturing, tender sensation that begins to calm you and comfort you and flow down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Across the back of your head and down, in through the tiny neck muscles, right along the length of both shoulders now. That nurturing, calming sensation, weaving its way in and out of all the muscles, tissues, fibers, finding them to be warmed, like warm, healing hands are on those shoulders, bringing flexibility, allowing more elasticity, becoming more comfortable. And sort of in the way that you could just let it drop. Whatever you've been carrying on those shoulders, just let it drop. You can put it aside for now. You may or may not want to pick it up again. For now, just put it aside. And as though a just right kind of temperature comfortable breeze could just waft through your mind, moving any wayward thoughts from one side of your mind to the other, and then out, like watching clouds passing by in the sky, going to clear space. And so each and every one of your normal, natural breaths now is just helping you to become more and more comfortable, more and more calm. And so down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. And any of those wayward thoughts that might have been pushed down through those arms, right out the fingertips, into the universe, now turn to positive energy where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And then this comforting continues, bringing some deep relaxation or deep comfort, as though you turn your attention to that upper back area and the comfort flows across that upper back, giving you a brand new page for today, a clean slate, so to speak, and continuing to drop down, strengthening that spine of yours, for you are on your valiant journey. And as you allow for this strengthening through the middle back, you begin to release and let go even more. And then down and down, and all the way down into the lower back area, all the muscles, tissues, fibers, soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. Each breath continues to take you deeper now. And through the chest, all around and all through, as you bring your attention to the chest area, opening up and finding its way, this comforting, this nurturing, this calming, moving into every nook and cranny of your chest, breathing compassion into that chest of yours, breathing in love, breathing in the positive, becoming more open and receptive to this comforting. It travels down now through the solar plexus, all around and all through the mind-body communication center, right there in that solar plexus area, down through the stomach area, the abs, and around the hips, each breath taking you deeper, more comfortable, more calm, and more nurturing. And from those hips down through the thighs, in through the knees, and down around through the calves, into the ankles, the heels, out through the feet, and out through the toes. And just appreciating those feet of yours for all the steps they've taken, appreciating the sure-footedness of you, appreciating your legs and all the strides they've taken, appreciating your arms, hands, and fingers for all that they reach for, handling the details for you, knowing that goals you're reaching for inevitably do become yours because you're available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of those goals. And so just allowing this deepest comfort now, so that if we took one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in, and then released and let go, we could become twice as comfortable as you already are. And now, let's open the door of your imagination. And as you peer out through the doorway, it's a beautiful day out there. And so you step through, feeling very comfortable and at ease. Kind of smell in the air is spring is just around the corner. There's a gentle breeze, and you begin walking a way that you know well. And you find yourself noticing all along the way what it's like again, as though you're seeing it all for the first time, through any or all of your senses. What you notice to the left and to the right, it is the well-known path you've taken before. But that something in the air, like spring around the corner, invites a freshness, a newness, a something different. And then there's a shift. There's a shift in the air and in the visual. And it's like now you're on a path that you've never been to before. It's brand new. But it's still out in nature on a lovely day. But soon you begin to hear the sound of a sweet little babbling brook on your left side. And you recognize, oh, the path is walking you right alongside that brook. And as you continue, the ground sort of gently slopes upward. And you're feeling very secure, even though it's an unknown path to you. And as the ground inclines, it's like the brook sort of widens down below into a stream. And it's beginning to be a little bit lower than where you're walking. And as you stop for a moment and look down the way, it's like the stream becomes a river and then it flows right out into a larger body of water. Interesting, isn't it? And still enjoying the pathway as you walk along the water, and the incline is easy for you. A gentle sloping upwards until just right, not too far from you, you begin to notice there's a tree right alongside, sort of in the pathway, and right next to the embankment of what goes down into what's called the river now. Now, this tree is something quite magnificent. You have to stop and look at it. It's very large. The roots kind of outcrop around the base of the tree and then reach way down deep into the earth. And you're fascinated by it. It looks like a very old tree. And it wants you to move around it. You can just feel it. It knows you've been carrying a lot lately. Even though we thought we released a lot of it a little while ago, as you move around the right side of the tree, you come around to the other side and you notice there's a cardboard box there. And it suddenly comes to you. Anything you no longer want or need, whatever you've been carrying, some burdens, maybe negatives from yourself or others or situations, everything all of a sudden just comes tumbling out and dropping down into the box because you get the feeling that you can really empty it out into the box, which, by the way, has a little sign on the side of it. It's a biodegradable. It could be tossed if we wanted to. It could be tossed into that river, and it could be let go of completely and thoroughly. Well, you kind of shake yourself and make sure it's all out. It's in the box. And you see this kind of big, thick rope right near the box. You put the flaps down on the box and you wrap and tie that rope cord around the box. These are all of the discards that you're wanting to release at a deeper level now. So you walk around to the side of the tree that's close to the embankment, up about the river, and you just toss it in. You release it, and you let it go. And immediately, you watch the river take the box, and then it begins to slowly dissipate and disintegrate, and all that stuff just flows out into the water, being transformed into positive energy. And the flow of the river takes it all the way out and out. And you can see the last little pieces of it just floating out into that larger body of water. Perhaps the ocean of the no time experience. And you are noticing that you feel lighter. Lighter than air. Wow. This really feels good. And you turn to look at your tree again because somehow it seems like it is your tree. Somehow this tree has already been a big experience for you. Well, you feel the invitation at an even deeper level now in your lighter sense of being. And you kind of just, without just thinking, you reach out and put a hand on the trunk of this tree. And you feel its bark. And it feels so strong and yet alive and sturdy. And so it just occurs to you to turn and put your back to the tree. And you kind of work your way into between the outcropped roots. And you're right up against the tree, your whole body, feeling the trunk all the way down. And you can really sense the tree's aliveness. And you look down at your feet in between those roots and that are outcropped, but then the rest of them go deep, deep down into the earth. And for a moment, you even just kind of quickly imagine What if my feet and legs were like those roots going deeper down into the earth, feeling the strength and the sturdiness and the earthiness of being strong like this tree? And then you push against the bark, and again you feel yourself kind of like as though you're breathing along with the tree. It's like you and the tree are breathing in and breathing out together. And it just, before you know it, you start looking up and your arms and hands and fingers come up and like stretch out, reaching up like the branches of this tree, reaching up to the sky. And through the new buds and the new leaves, you see little patches of blue and sunlight streaming, but you are under the shade, so to speak, because it's starting to come in now, because spring is around the corner. And your arms are outreached and stretched up like the limbs, and you're feeling connected up there as well, like as though you're reaching up to the outer and beyond. And there's something about the reaching up and out to the beyond that allows you to feel the energy of above streaming through you, like it's streaming through the tree, and the rootedness down below, the strength. And you and the tree are almost as if like one. And then you really sense it as you're breathing in. It's like a circle of light starts coming towards you and breathing in through you and into the tree and up through the tree and then out in front of you. And it's a circle of golden light that becomes the thing that unites you and the tree. As you breathe in, the light flows through you and into the tree and up through the tree and out through the tree into the air and then back towards you as you breathe in. And it's this circle of golden light that you're breathing in, and it goes up through the tree and out into the air in front of you. And you breathe in again, it comes through you and back to the tree, and you are breathing with the tree. And it's a vibrational energy that is unlike any other. Breathing with the tree and the golden circle of light. And there's something really different here that you seem to be experiencing, and you're kind of wondering, but you do feel the strength of the tree and the open availability of the outer and beyond and the depth of the earthiness and the sturdiness and the strength from below. And it's all working together through this vibrational energy golden circle as you're breathing, you and the tree together. And then, as though the tree and you concur, as your arms come down again, that breathing with the tree now has prepared you for something more. It's like some kind of cleansing and clearing has been happening within you. And now you just gently kind of scoot your body down and sit at the base of the tree. And your eyes are closed now. And you begin to feel as though, with your back still against the tree and your gentle breath moving in and out of your body, you begin to feel as though you've prepared a deeper vibrational energy within that allows you to imagine what next that you'd like to bring to yourself and to your life. And so you begin to imagine and visualize in a way that means something purposeful to you. Maybe it's like seeing yourself do something different that you've never done before, but have always wanted to do. It could be happy-go-lucky, free fun, or it could be some sort of job, or it might be having a very deep and powerful conversation with someone you love. But it's as though your mind, your body, your whole being has been prepared in a very higher vibrational way to now imagine and visualize something more, something you want, as though it's already here because you believe it could be and you positively expect it to occur. It's like breathing with the tree prepared you for deeper belief, for deeper positive expectation. And then you feel that deeper inner smile within. Because in your mind's eye, there's some sort of imagining going on that you're bringing it to yourself. And you're sensing it. And you're feeling it. And whatever it is, allow it to be. Just simply allow it to be. And in this creation time, because that's kind of what it is about. It's about the creation time that you're imagining and visualizing that something more that you're wanting to draw all the way in to your life. A positive something that in some way is speaking reams of goodness to you. And it's so good. It's like you begin to be transported now, right out of this imagery and right to the top of your symbolic staircase and with fond memories of your tree along by the river, the brook that became the stream that became the river. You're taking the vibrational energy, the creation, the imagining with you to the top of your symbolic staircase. And though the forest and that nature and the tree, those images have faded, the strength of them, however, stays with you. And at the top of your symbolic staircase, where it's well lit, steady handrail to the right and to the left, 21 steps leading down, here is where we begin to reinforce the imagining of your creation, along with, of course, the added benefit of now there you are, with this radiantly healthy image of you. That's the way you feel yourself, the way you see yourself, that you look down at your feet, you look at your hands, and you know you're in that radiantly healthy you image with your new creation in your mind. And here's where we reinforce all of this in a confident way, in a self-assured way, in a gentle, peaceful way. All of this goes with you now as it's reinforced with every step down. Now at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you drift deeper now into the positive domain, all negatives were gone long, long ago. We already got rid of them. Yesterday was the past. And the past is over, done, and gone. And right here and now is the positive path forward. With perhaps opening the door a little wider to imagine walking right into your place within. That beautiful place that you know well. A place of serenity, of calm comfort, a place of knowing. And you find just the right spot. And as you reach out to it to stretch out in and take a little rest, there's something there. Oh, there's something there that your hand touches as you stretch out in this spot. It's like a piece of bark. And you turn it over and you realize, oh, it's my tree. And on the other side, sort of loosely attached, you find an old-fashioned key. A key. And you take that key and you hold it to your solar plexus as you stretch out and you think of your tree and you remember somehow you know that this key now is yours to unlock the power within. For through your imagination door, you can create beautifully. In your mind, in your body, in your whole being. And so much appreciation. You thank that tree. You thank the earth. You thank the skies above. You thank this beautiful place of yours. And somehow you know that even now, with the power within you to unlock, which is yours, you have the key. You also know that that something within you that knows you very well is standing nearby, looking out for you, reinforcing you with the goodness. And now, as you drop your hand, then the key is no more visible to you because it's within you now, just like your tree. Just like your own ability, capability, with your mind to create more of what you're wanting. And it always goes with you. And you become more and more familiar with it, more and more trusting of it, more and more believing of it, more and more positively expecting of it. And so now at zero, we reinforce that thought, that feeling, very deeply. And we bring back the good and the positive and the true of this experience today into your conscious outer awake life. Appreciating all the images that came for you today as they appreciate you and the willingness that you had to take this journey today. And now out one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. The good, the positive, and the true comes back with you at two. Realizing where you are, the room you're in. Now three. A wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Back to a completely non-suggestible state. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. You're welcome. Thank you all.
Thank you. That was great.
Oh, good. Thanks for being here. Appreciating it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hope you had a good trip, everybody.
That was great.
Yeah. Okay, Eileen. Thanks. Have good. I will see you next week. Mwah.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.